If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. This is episode number 21. I'm Aiden O'Hara, and of course I'm joined here by Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Aiden. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. I'm gonna admit, a bit sad. The season is over.
I know. It went fast.
It went so fast.
Feels like we just started, you know.
Yeah,
a couple
I know.
Weeks ago. It's been like, what, it's 20, been a while. 21 episodes, has it?
Yeah, 21 episodes. And I'm still bummed out. I mean, I've kind of become desensitized to it, but Packers eliminated from the playoffs, of course. None of our teams made it.
Yeah. So. Tough year, but yeah. Aiden did. I actually was surprised you weren't as, like, ragey. I guess. Yeah,
I kept my composure.
Yeah. Yeah, because usually you can tend to get, it gets pretty intense when the Packers are on an important game.
I've gotten used to it at this point. I kind of knew it was coming, so.
Yeah, that's how it was with the Steelers, too. But, you know, they still, you know, they ended the season strong, which is what you can hope for when you start out bad.
That's true.
But we've got a lot to talk about. I mean, that we have the wild card weekend coming up in just a few days, I mean, We're going to go over some player news, not a ton, but just, looking into this weekend ahead, and then just go over, you know, some games last week, and then take a look at our preseason predictions. We predicted, like, all, I don't know if you guys have been watching or listening for a while, from week one, we predicted, like, all the touchdown yards leaders for every category. We'll go over those.
And also my record predictions from every team.
Yeah, which I don't have mine with me, but we'll go over Aiden's because I know that'll be interesting.
Yeah,
but I don't remember exactly, but I know there was a couple different
interesting picks.
Yeah, and then lastly, we'll just make our go through the bracket predictions for the playoffs. So we've got a lot to talk about. So say we get right into the news. Aiden, you want to start us off?
Yeah. So some big news: Damar Hamlin is officially discharged from the hospital just 9 days after his cardiac arrest. I believe it was insane. Like, you know, it's
insane
crazy.
Recovery. I mean, last week, we weren't sure. Were we sure? No, last week we weren't sure when we were recording this. But you know, amazing news. Obviously, the most important.
Yeah, crazy recovery
news. So that's absolutely amazing. And then next. Important info is that Tua is officially out for the first wild card game.
Yeah,
which is definitely the smart move for them. But I mean, they're playing the Bills, so
it's not looking good.
Yeah, so I'm actually surprised they're sitting him because they've been throwing him in all, like, he's gotten
they
just beat
been.
Up all year, and yeah, so that'll be tough playing at home. Oh, Bills at home. That I don't know how that game's going to turn out. But.
Yeah, and also another big quarterback, Lamar, who is versing the Bengals, is not looking too good to start for Sunday. So another big-time quarterback just I have a feeling this has to do with his contract negotiations. Right after Roquan Smith gets his big deal, this might be a bit of a message from Lamar.
I mean, yeah, that definitely could be. I mean, he's been pretty much injured for pretty much most all of almost the second half of the season. I mean, we saw what happened this week when the Bengals and Ravens played, and now we get to watch it again. So it could, you know, if Lamar is out, which he's not looking good, like we said, it could be pretty much the same thing, which is, you know, Ravens just getting destroyed by much better teams.
Yeah.
But next piece of news, we have two coach firings. The Cardinals part ways with Cliff Kingsbury, and the Texans part ways with Lovie Smith, which, I mean, you know, both organizations, you know, not doing good. I mean, we saw Broncos head coach got fired too. I mean,
Which I believe for the Broncos, they are might be interviewing Sean Payton.
Oh, I did. I did hear
to get that. So that could be huge for them.
I mean, I guess he's been out of the league for a while, but
yeah, a couple of years.
I feel like I saw something. Isn't he still in contract with the Saints?
I think he might either be in contract with the Saints or even with like ESPN because he's an analyst right now.
Oh, because I feel like I don't know if it's true, but I remember seeing something like he was like technically still like in contract with the Saints, so like they'd have to like trade for him. Interesting. I don't know if that's real, but I just saw that. I could be totally wrong.
Interesting.
But yeah, both these coaches, I mean, Texans, Lovie Smith, I mean, with that team that they had, which is just, you know, very poor team, to somehow not get the first round draft pick is, you know, something to be be proud of. And speaking of the first round draft pick, the Bears actually end up getting it, which I didn't even think. I thought Texans were just gonna, you know,
they should get it. I mean, I guess like
I don't know what they were thinking, to be honest.
I don't either, but
I mean, usually I'm not advocating for like tanking,
but still.
If it's the last game of the season and like
especially against a team that, I mean, not that the Colts are very good, but the Colts should beat them. It's crazy.
Yeah, so that Bears now have the first pick, which is pretty, what changes a lot, because as you know, there's like people, I know there's some good quarterbacks coming up in this draft, and the Bears obviously don't need one.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, they're trying to build around Justin Fields, so
they're probably going to trade it away. I know the Colts GM said he's going to do whatever it takes to get number one pick.
There's a lot of teams that could benefit from that. I mean, so yeah, Bears, and plus I think they have some more picks from, I mean, they gave up a pick for Chase Claypool, but I know they've gotten some picks too.
Yeah.
So
yeah, because they got some from Roquan. First round
and like a really early second round, I believe.
They got one from Roquan. I forget what other picks they got. Didn't they trade Robert Quinn?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, so they, I mean, this draft could be huge for them, especially if they get a lot for the first round or for the first overall pick.
Yeah.
I mean, Bears could be, you know, looking positive.
Yeah, definitely. And, so that's mostly all of our news for this week. Not much, but moving into the playoffs, so definitely probably going to be a lot of news there. But next up, we're just going to go over some of the most important games when we usually would go through every game, talk about all the stats. Since we got a lot to talk about this week, obviously, like we said, this week we're just going to be talking about some of the key games, not really much of the stats wise, but we will be talking just about the key games, which starting off first, Titans at Jags, win and in for both of those teams, and the Jags get a 20-16 win. A bit of a closer game than I think the Jags would have liked it to be, but still, they're in the playoffs, so anything can happen. So
yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely, like you said, definitely closer than they would have expected. I know, because we were watching it, it came down to, like, there was, like, a fumble, or wasn't it, like, that pass that they end up ruling a fumble?
Oh.
At the, Josh Dobbs at the end of the game, so it was a turnover.
Yeah.
So Jags got it, but yeah, I mean, not, like, a pretty game. I know, like, I saw both quarterbacks missed a lot of throws. I mean, Trevor Lawrence was getting pressured a lot, but still missed some key throws, but I mean, still not too worried about them going into the playoffs. I think they're still playing
competent
well
team.
And still a solid team. And then up next, we have the three games that were important for the Steelers. And unfortunately, one didn't go our way, which was the Dolphins beating the Jets 11-6. We needed the Jets to win that.
Yeah, and just, I mean, this was just a boring game. It was 6-6 pretty much the entire game, and then the Dolphins go down, kick a field goal, and then obviously get a safety at the end when trying to make a miracle. But
yeah, I mean, games like the no touchdown games,
just horrible.
Which we've seen a few of this year, I believe.
A very good amount.
Very good amount. Yeah, which I think the other one was with the Jets too. The Jets and Patriots when the Patriots like got like a return touchdown.
Oh,
basically
yeah,
a no touchdown game, which they're used to. Which I think the Jets almost looks like they're going to make the playoffs at one point.
Yeah.
But now the Dolphins are in. And, I mean, Steelers did their job and beat the Browns 28-14. Played pretty well, I would say.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin keeps his streak alive.
Barely, just by one game. But yeah. He gets it done. And then the Bills beat the Patriots 35-23, which it was close at first, but I mean, yeah, we knew the Bills were going to win that. But yeah, so the Jets choked for us, unfortunately.
Yeah, and then like we kind of said earlier, Texans off a last-second Hail Mary. Not last second, last minute, I'd say, Hail Mary, end up taking the lead to lose the number one pick, like we said. Just crazy. Can't believe they did that. They actually had to – they made a last-second Hail Mary touchdown and then went for two to end up winning the game. So they were really going for that win.
Yes, so definitely was not expecting that. But Bears, like we said, Bears have it. So we'll see what they do in the coming months. But, you know, it could be some big changes. And then last game to talk about was the whole Seahawks, Packers, Lions trio of possibly making the playoffs. And like we said, unfortunately for Aiden, the Packers just couldn't – they had the win and in, and they just could not get it done.
I mean, yeah, and even with the Lions not having a reason to win.
Just
the Seahawks
just
win.
Just revenge. Just a revenge game.
Yeah, I guess so. But, I mean, it sucks, but I didn't think the Packers would have done much. They would have had to verse the 49ers first round of the playoffs. Oh, so I think I'd rather them lose this and not have to lose to them. So
yeah, we wouldn't want to get your hopes up.
Exactly.
For a first round exit.
But yeah, those were the games that we thought were probably the most important. Just a decent amount of big games played, and now we're on to the wild card, which is crazy. But I say next we move on to our preseason predictions for everything. I say first, maybe, do you want me to go over my...
Yeah, you can tell us your predictions for all the, the entire season, then we can go over, individual stats.
Yeah, so unfortunately, we don't have Vinny's, but luckily we do still have mine, so let's dive right into this. So, starting off... these aren't really in any particular order. They're kind of just in any order, but starting off, we have the Cardinals, who I was way off with this one. I had them going 10-7 this season.
I mean, they ended 4-13, so
yeah, just way off.
I mean, Kyler Murray was out the whole year, pretty much. So
they were 1-8 at home.
Jeez. So I mean, yeah, that one you can be exempt from.
Yeah, but still not great. Next up, definitely a lot closer of a call. I had the Falcons going 6-11. They only went 7-10. So actually a pretty good prediction, I'd say, from my point. Only one game off. I think if it's one game off, I'd count that as a win for me. Then next up, I got the Panthers at 5-12. They ended up going 7-10, two games off, but still, I'd say that's pretty respectable. I was in the right range. And then we got the Bears at 5-12. Once again, two games off.
3-12, yeah. 3-14.
So
pretty close there too.
Yeah, this one was definitely one of my farther off, but still not too far off. I had the Cowboys at 8-9. They went 12-5, so obviously four games off, which isn't great. I was definitely not expecting them to do as good as they did this season. So, you know, shout out to them. And another one that I didn't do too great on was the Lions at 6-11. They ended up going 9-8. So, you know, not great, but
I want to see your Packers one.
That's up next. Packers I had at 10-7. So I actually didn't have them going too crazy. I did have them at 10-7 though. So.
Oh, I mean, that's not...
Two games off.
It was looking bad at first, but...
Yeah.
They had the second half comeback, though.
This is definitely... this might be my worst, actually, this next one. I had...
Is it the Chiefs?
The Rams. I had them going 11-6, and they ended up going 5-12, so...
Is that one worse than the Cardinals?
They're both six off.
Six off?
So
I want to see your Chiefs one because I know
we'll get to that one later. That one wasn't good either. That was actually really bad on my part. But next up, we had the Vikings, who I had going 9-8. They ended up going 13-4, way over my prediction. So not great, but I was kind of in the ballpark, so I'll give it to myself. Saints, I had going 8-9, and they went 7-10.
Close, so, yeah, close enough.
Yeah, pretty close. Giants went over my prediction. I had them going 7-10. They ended up going 9-7-1. So, once again, I mean, I think...
I mean, a tie. Only a half game off. Yeah, that's... I'm surprised. I mean, no one was really that high on the Giants, so I don't think I didn't have them with the winning record, I don't think.
Yeah. Then the Eagles, once again, not great. I had them going 9-8. They went 14-3, so, you know, five games off. So, definitely was...
I mean, I guess for being 11-0, I mean, they were pretty much dominating the NFC. I feel like, I mean, the last two losses weren't like, you know, as big of a deal.
Yeah, and then next up we got the 49ers, who I had at only 10-7. They went over my prediction, even with all the controversy that they've had. They went 13-4, so definitely went over
prediction. A lot's changed for that team. Like, been through like two quarterbacks.
Well, yeah, two, like there's three quarterbacks. Stuff.
They have Christian McCaffrey now. So I mean, definitely a team that's been pretty much. Oh, I mean, they've been dominating, but yeah, definitely. Definitely, you know, surprise.
Yeah. And then up next, we have another one tied with my worst prediction, Seahawks, which everyone had the Seahawks doing horrible. But I had the Seahawks going 3-14. So,
ooh, I mean, yeah, they went 9-8. I had them at only like four wins, I think. So, I don't think anyone really would have had them with the winning record, if I'm being honest.
I don't think anyone would have. And then I got Bucks at 10-7. They went 8-9, so close. I didn't expect them to do this bad, but you know that's how it goes. Commanders I had at 5-12, and they went 8-8-1. So once again, not great, but not horrible. The Ravens I had at 9-8, and they went 10-7. So one game off. That's pretty good. Bills. Other than the one game, I predicted them perfectly. I had them at 13-4. They went 13-3. I'm counting that as a perfect prediction. Yeah.
Is that your first one, technically?
Yeah. And, I mean, I would say that the Bengals, who are up next, I think the Bengals were going to beat the Bills in that game. The Bengals would have ended up being 13-4, which I predicted them at.
Oh,
I pretty much got both of them correct.
Yeah, I'll give it to you there.
Browns, I had at 6-11, and they went 7-10, one off. Another one that I was really far off on, as well as a lot of people were, Broncos, I did have with a winning record at 9-8.
Oh.
Yeah, not great.
I think I actually had the Broncos. I know I had the Broncos with, like, 4-6 wins.
Yeah.
So I was definitely in there. So I don't have the exact thing up, but I'm giving myself that one.
That's fair. Next up, I had the Texans at 5-12. They went 13-3. I don't know why I had them so high.
3-13.
Or, yeah, 3-13-1. Yeah.
Now, why did you have them so high?
I don't know. What'd you
have the Colts at?
They're up next. I had them at 10-7, so tied for my worst again.
I honestly feel like I had them. I definitely had them winning that division.
You had them winning a ton of games.
Yeah, I definitely had them winning that division, which I think most people in the beginning of the season would have said Colts or Titans, to be honest.
Yeah. And then next up, I had Jags at 6-11. They went 9-8, so not great. And then this was, I don't know what made me do this. I had the Chiefs at 8-9.
Ooh, like, you just thought Tyreek Hill.
I guess. That's, once again, tied with my worst.
Yeah, I had them, I think, second or third in the AFC West. So you would have had them last, or did you have the Raiders last?
No, they were last.
Dang. I think I had them second, but...
Yeah, I had
that them. That has to be your biggest...
That was easily probably my worst take. It was six off, so that was...
Yeah.
That was definitely my worst take. Because then I had Raiders up next at 9-8.
Which, I mean, I gotta respect that. I mean...
Yeah, I didn't expect them to be this bad.
They didn't play up to their potential this year.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're bouncing back.
Chargers I had at 12-5. They went 10-7, so decent prediction. Dolphins I had at 9-8, which was actually a perfect prediction. Dolphins did end up going 9-8, and I wonder how many of these games I like exactly projected. But yeah, 9-8, perfect projection for that. Patriots I had at 10-7. They went 8-9, not great. Jets I had at 14-3, which they
you
went.
You had the Jets?
Or no, I had 4-3. Sorry. I had them at 4-13.
I was going to say, there's no way you had the Jets.
Yeah, no, I had the Jets at 4-13. They obviously didn't. They were close.
They were looking like that at first.
Yeah. Steelers, I had at 8-9. Only one game off. I think that's a pretty fair projection for the Steelers. And then Titans, another perfect prediction for number two. I had them at 7-10. Ended up going 7-10. So, overall, I did have, other than, I'd say, like, the Chiefs, I think I have kind of a pass on all the other ones, like the Cardinals.
Yeah, Cardinals.
Seahawks and Rams, because no one had the Rams doing that good.
Yeah, I'd just say Chiefs, and I forget, wait, what was your Cowboys one?
Oh, I did have them at 8-9.
Yeah, so I mean, that's probably... those two, but yeah, otherwise...
Pretty good.
Not bad predictions. I mean, next up we have the actual player predictions, which for some of them we got pretty close on.
Yeah, and, we did.
I mean, starting off, we have passing yards. I said Mahomes, which was correct with 5,250. So first by over 500 yards.
Yeah, I put Herbert for that, who was second. So
I don't think he. I think he missed a game.
Oh, yeah.
Or two, which, I mean, yeah, so one off.
We'll take that.
Both of us good, really good on there. And then for touchdowns, I had Herbert. I had Herbert as the touchdown
leader. Yeah, I had Josh Allen, who, once again, was second, so I'm getting consistent seconds here.
Yeah, Herbert, I don't think, he did not throw, I mean, he's way, oh, where is Herbert? He's not even in the top 2, 4, 6. He is down far.
Dang, really?
Wait. I think, yeah, I'm not, I mean, oh, he's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, he's ninth. With
still,
25.
That's surprising.
Yeah. I mean, and speaking of, well, I guess we'll get into that one later, but rushing-wise, we both said Henry, which was second.
So?
I mean,
I don't think anyone expected Josh Jacobs to do
like,
that.
If anyone was getting it, I don't, like, who do you think the second... Like, if it was, who do you think the second people? I mean, people would have probably said Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
Which he or is Chubb, not even close to being up there. Yeah, Chubb was third, but Jacobs beat it by over 100 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, Derrick Henry, I believe he missed a game.
Yeah, he at least missed
fantasy.
One.
Yeah, he at least missed one, but yeah, definitely dominating seasons there, over 1,500 yards.
And then for rushing touchdowns, I don't know what I was thinking here. I put Najee Harris.
Oh, that might be the biggest. That might actually be the biggest.
He had to have gone.
He has 7. Which is honestly more than I thought.
Where does that rank on like all the players?
I don't have it numbered here, but like
here, wait.
We got Jamal Williams with 17.
7's pretty far down.
Yeah, I mean Jamal Williams just by far with 17. Touchdowns and over 1,000 yards, which, I mean, most of those are pretty much all goal liners.
Yeah, a lot
to
of
be fair.
Touchdowns.
I mean, Eckler ended with 13. Henry ended with 13, which I said Jonathan Taylor, which, to be fair, was injured a lot. I mean, he's not up here even in the slightest. So, kind of a miss there. And then yardage-wise, for receiving yards... I said Jamar Chase, which, again, injuries.
Yeah, he probably would have had it if...
Honestly...
Actually, he would have been close.
He would have been
close. I don't think he would have had it. But I said Justin Jefferson, who did end up getting it by kind of a lot. At least he had it by almost 100 yards. So
I mean, it looked like it was going to be Tyreek Hill for a while, but
slowed down.
Like, he was on pace to break Megatron's record.
Yeah, and I think with the injuries, it hurt him a lot.
And Jefferson had 128 receptions. Tyreek Hill had 119. So if you give him 9 more catches, he probably could have gone out there. Jamar Chase, unfortunately, injured for a lot of the season, which I feel like a lot of injuries were, I guess, not predicted by us, but maybe this was bad luck, because next for touchdowns, I said Mike Williams.
That might be the worst. Okay, that was he was injured a
lot,
take.
Too, but I feel like he was injured a lot, too.
I mean, sure, yeah,
it was definitely a bold prediction, I'll say, but he was out for, I mean, over half the season, I gotta say.
Yeah, just not great. I did say Cooper Kupp, who got injured literally the entire season.
I feel like we pretty much got, speaking of injuries, we both said TJ Watt for sacks, and look at that. Missed the first 6 weeks with the, at least 6 weeks. I mean,
more than that.
We may just be bad luck, and continuing with that, for interceptions, I said J.C. Jackson, who only played 5 games this season.
Yeah, I said A.J. Terrell, who arguably had his worst season. He hasn't had that many, but this season compared to last season, he was awful. And I don't think anyone would have projected Minka definitely, but C.J. Gardner-Johnson, I don't think anyone was projecting
Justin
that.
Simmons, Woolen, all had 6.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then, I mean, I guess for sack, we both had T.J. Watt, like we said, but Nick Bosa, Myles Garrett, and Reddick, top 3, which I know, I feel like I remember one of us, said for Defensive Player of the Year, Myles Garrett. Did you?
We can actually check. Let me go up.
Which I guess we won't know that till
see how...
We can see, we can see if it's on pace, which, I don't know.
Yeah, it might be...
Let me see if you can pull up that. I'm gonna look up
Player
of the Year.
I remember a couple of our predictions weren't too bad, considering like all these injuries. But I mean, let me see.
I feel like. So first, I mean, MVP right now, the
it's got to be Mahomes.
Right now, the current favorite's Mahomes. According to this website, he's plus 400.
All right, here we go. For early MVP predictions.
Which this was early to be. You can't.
This was week two.
Yeah, so like this really doesn't. I don't know if this really means anything.
I said Josh Allen. You said Herbert.
Okay, so
I think.
Josh Allen is second with 550. Herbert is not on there. But looking at this, Brock Purdy is somehow on this list.
For MVP?
At plus 1,000. He's fifth.
Fifth?
Which I don't know how. I mean, I just looked up this website right now. I don't know if...
No way.
Super accurate, but Mahomes plus 400. Allen plus 550. Hurts plus 650. Burrow plus 900. Purdy plus 1,000. Which, there's no way he's getting it. But rookie... Or I guess Rookie of the Year, you could argue him. And then Offensive Player of the Year is easily...
Justin Jefferson?
Yeah. Who did I say?
I predicted Justin Jefferson.
Who did I say?
You said Diggs.
Oh, Diggs is, again, not on here. Dang. Which, I mean, he's just... But yeah, Justin Jefferson is minus 800.
Yeah.
For Offensive Player of the Year. And Tyreek Hill is plus 1,400. So that's a huge...
Yeah.
Why he has such a huge edge...
Yeah, that's surprising. And for Defensive Player of the Year, I think you were probably closer than me on this one. You said Micah Parsons. I said Myles Garrett.
Oh, actually, okay, so this is pretty interesting. Nick Bosa, according to this website, is minus 1,100 to win.
Dang.
But Micah Parsons second with plus 600, and then the next person is Myles Garrett.
But he's plus 10,000. Oh.
I don't know. So it's really just between them, which I guess Nick Bosa was a sack leader, but Micah Parsons had a phenomenal season.
Yeah, but honestly, all things considered, We didn't do, I mean, at least I didn't do too bad for those predictions.
Did we have comeback player of the year? Did we?
I don't think. The thing that I just saw.
Or did we have rookie of the year?
I don't. From what I'm looking at, we do not have.
I forget if we did or not, but I feel like you probably would have said Bryce Hall or Breece Hall. I forget who I would have said. But yeah, Garrett Wilson is the current favorite with minus 200, which, I mean, Kenneth Walker was looking like the favorite for a while. And Brock Purdy is still plus 700. Honestly, I mean, honestly, I feel like Brock Purdy could definitely be like a steal right now.
Yeah, for offensive rookie of the year?
Because, I mean, don't they count playoffs? Like,
I guess
not stats, but like performance. Because, I mean, if Brock Purdy leads them to like the Super Bowl,
I guess
a plus 700 bet could really, you know,
I don't know.
Some cash.
Where's Christian Watson?
He is fourth behind Brock Purdy at plus 900, which, I mean, he's definitely not.
Yeah, he's not gonna get. But I'm still very happy with.
I feel like it's gotta be. I mean, I feel like Brock Purdy is a sleeper pick because he's the only one that's actually in the playoffs.
Who are the other ones?
Oh, no. Garrett Wilson.
Kenneth Walker's in the playoffs.
Then Kenneth Walker, he's in the playoffs. Brock Purdy, Watson, Robinson Jr.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
I mean, I feel like they count, they take into account, like, playoff.
I don't think that much.
But, I mean, if a rookie takes you to the Super Bowl or wins it.
Yeah, that, I would. I mean, you can't argue that.
And then defensive rookie of the year.
It's probably between Woolen and Sauce, right?
It looks like Sauce is minus 1,200, and then Aiden Hutchinson plus 800, and Woolen plus 1,600.
Wow, so I'm surprised. That
is pretty much easily going to Sauce Gardner there. And then comeback player of the year, which I feel like we might have done these like halfway through the season.
I don't see anything for it.
But I mean, let me
look it up maybe.
For comeback, Saquon plus 175, Geno Smith plus 175. So they are both even on there. McCaffrey plus 250, which I don't know if I can see McCaffrey. I mean, I feel like performance wise, he's done amazing, but I feel like, I mean, I guess he was injured all last year, but Geno's just had a huge. I feel like you gotta go with Geno.
Yeah.
Jared Goff's on here, which I don't know. I feel like he isn't on there. Then Henry's plus 8,000. I mean, I feel like Geno has the best argument. I mean, Geno and McCaffrey are both in the playoffs, but, I mean, quarterback, I feel like my bet would be definitely on Geno. And then we didn't have any coach of the year, but Nick Sirianni is minus 175, and Kyle Shanahan's plus 275.
I feel like the Giants coach, Brian Doble.
He is fourth with plus 1,400, which, I mean, I gotta give him. Is that the Siri?
It is.
How do we somehow activated the Siri. I don't know how we did that. But, I mean, yeah, he got the contract extension and, you know, made the playoffs. So that's very great
for
the Giants. But, I mean, that wraps up the awards. I mean, I guess you had. I feel like I mean, you definitely had. Jefferson was a pretty clutch one there. I'll give you that. But and then I had Mahomes for yards, and then
you had
Jefferson for yards.
Yeah. So I was just. I mean, I think a lot of people were high on Jefferson, but still. Was able to get that, and I had a lot of threes too. So overall, and also my just overall predictions weren't too far off. So I'd say we both had a pretty good idea of where things were going.
I guess I was probably a little higher on Herbert, but he didn't do as great this year. But still, went
he to also playoffs. His weapons were injured.
Yeah,
the entire season.
Yeah, that's definitely to consider. And also, I did forget to mention, I did want to throw in because I was looking back in the notes. The sleepers and busts that we were going to go over, which I don't think I had a sleeper pick. I feel like you might have.
Yeah, but, I forget.
But for my bust prediction, I said Amari Cooper. And this was maybe more based off fantasy, because I think we were talking about fantasy when we did this. But, I mean, honestly.
I mean, he did pretty good.
He didn't do bad. Over 1,000 yards. 12th in receiving yards with 1,160 and 9 touchdowns, tied for 6th, I believe. So definitely, and plus with, you know, not really quarterbacks, like, you know, not like an elite quarterback. So yeah. I will give him credit because usually I've been a fan of him, you know, back in the Raider days. Yeah. He was OG.
He used to be a beast.
He was OG, but I mean, no, he is, you know, getting older, exiting his prime, but not, you know, not a bad season for him.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. But I say now we can move on to our... So we're just going to do predictions for, obviously, just this wild card weekend, but we also are going to make a total bracket of the entire playoffs.
Yeah, we can figure out how to, like, kind of count it. As far as, like, predictions, like, if we, like, somehow, like, predict more of, like, the full bracket and, like, just, like, week by week.
Yeah.
But we can, I mean, just jump right into it with the games this weekend. I mean, first we can start with the NFC, talk about the Seahawks at the 49ers. How are you feeling about this matchup?
So, for this matchup, I think it's pretty straightforward, in my opinion. I think the 49ers are going to absolutely destroy the Seahawks. I don't know if you agree with that, but
I mean, yeah, I definitely have the 49ers advancing. They're just way more of a talented team, but yeah, Seahawks just, yeah, I mean, gotta give them credit. You know, not a team we would have expected to be in the playoffs at all.
Yeah,
but I mean, you know, that would be the Packers spot. Do you think the Packers would hold up more?
I think they would, but who knows?
I mean, do they usually, I forget, like, when they play in the playoffs, do they usually keep it close with the 49ers? Like, when I forget.
The one year they did not, but all the other years they have.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, this may not be one of the closer games, I think, for this weekend, but, yeah, I think that's got to be the 49ers.
Yeah, and then next up, we got the Chargers at the Jags, which I was going back and forth on this one, but I think the Chargers are the better team, and I think they're going to beat the Jags.
Interesting. I actually have Jaguars winning this
one. Wow.
Because they are at home, and, you know, not the best performance last week, but they've been hot. And Trevor Lawrence is looking easily like a top 8 quarterback, maybe some would argue top 5 as of right now how he's playing.
Yeah.
And I don't know. The Chargers have never really been good in the playoffs.
That's true. That's fair.
But, I mean, Jaguars, I guess, haven't really ever made the playoffs that much.
That's also
for, like,
true.
A few years ago. But, yeah, I'm going with Jaguars here.
Wow, yeah. Before we started the podcast, me and Vinny were talking about how similar we thought.
Because, yeah, we don't know. Like, I don't know. We don't know each other's predictions, but we had a feeling they'd be exactly the same. But
yeah, so
there's
now,
a first disagreement.
Yeah, I'm excited.
But next one, I'm assuming we won't disagree on. I don't think anyone will. Dolphins at the Bills.
I actually believe I saw this will be the highest spread in playoffs history.
I didn't even think to check.
I believe it was like upwards of 12.
Oh, wow. I mean, I'll pull it up right now, but
it was some crazy spread.
I mean, I guess, you know, no, mainly just because there's no Tua. Bills are at home.
Yeah.
And the Bills at home pretty much have dominated, except for the Vikings did beat them at home. What are the odds? But yeah, you don't see that often. And speaking of spreads, I mean, this isn't really as relevant, but the college football championship was this weekend.
Gosh.
And I mean, that was just what
disgusting.
The Georgia won, like, what, 65-7 was it?
Yeah, 65-7.
I mean, like, I'm not a huge college football fan. Like, I watch Pitt,
yeah,
and like some big games, but yeah, but that's why I'm just not a fan. Because, like, if you imagine the Super Bowl being 65-7,
yeah,
you just don't get that.
It was just crazy because, like, Georgia put in their backups and they were still smacking.
Yeah,
on,
I mean, I knew TCU definitely wasn't the second best team to be playing there, but, you know, they had a few games go their way. But
yeah,
I would have liked to see, like, Michigan or Alabama.
I think after the first quarter, I believe the spread for that game was set at like 28.
Yeah, it started out as like what, 13, which I mean a lot, especially if you're like thinking of like NFL, but yeah.
Yeah.
But for college football, that's not huge. And then, yeah, I was like minus 35. Yeah,
that's crazy.
They wouldn't have even covered like minus 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely disappointing if you're a TCU fan. But, see, we have Bills there, and then up next, we got Giants at Vikings.
I, call me crazy, I got the Giants winning this game.
Oh, I actually have the Giants as well.
Oh.
Because we just know, you know, we've been saying the Vikings are frauds.
It's going to be primetime Kirk, and
yeah, they're not playing at 1.
Actually, I don't know when they're playing.
That's actually a key factor, because Kirk at 1 is just historically...
Exactly.
He's basically like Mahomes, and then Kirk at 4 or night is like Davis, like Mills.
See, he's playing at 4:30.
Yeah. Even though the Vikings are home... They've gotten destroyed. I mean, the Cowboys, didn't they destroy the Vikings at home?
They did.
Or was that, yeah, and then, yeah. They've just been fraud. You know, like we said, their point differential's gotten even worse since the last time we talked about it.
Yeah.
It was like minus 10. Now, they've lost, like, wait, who was it that just destroyed them?
The Packers.
Oh, yeah, the Packers, yeah.
They did just beat the Bears.
I mean,
by a good amount.
But
I wonder
yeah,
what their
that's also that's also
now.
The team with the first overall pick.
Let's see, the Vikings ended with a. Does it say point differential on this?
It's got to be minus in the minus 30s, I think.
Let me see. Yeah.
It might not be like an updated one you could find right away, but yeah, Giants are looking like the better team, and you know, Vikings at home isn't a.
Minus 3 is what the Vikings ended up being. So, minus. Bucks are minus 45.
Yeah, I guess that is fair, but the Vikings have a much better record.
Yeah.
But speaking of the Bucks, we can talk about the Cowboys at Buccaneers, which Buccaneers, I mean, this could be, Buccaneers get the home field advantage, and I think this could be a game that's a lot closer than people may think.
I have this one going to the Bucks. I don't want them to win, but yeah, I got it going to the Bucks.
Oh, I have this one going to the Cowboys.
Mm.
I mean, honestly, like this is one of those ones. Like, I don't know what the spread is at currently. But I think it's a close spread, and honestly, I feel like it's worth taking the Buccaneers in a spread if they're not
I would
favorited.
Take the plus no matter what. In
yeah,
this
I think this will
game.
Be a close game, but the Cowboys have been, you know, a little inconsistent, and, you know, it's Tom Brady in the playoffs, which has never been bad.
Let's see, Bucks are only plus 2.5, so.
Ooh. I mean, if that was 3.5,
yeah,
which it'll
maybe.
Probably move, we'll have to see. But, I mean, also, I remember I just saw like a TikTok right before recording this that someone said, because I believe the Buccaneers, do they have a grass field? I believe they do, but the Cowboys are like extremely bad on grass fields.
Interesting.
I think they're like, they're 1-4 on grass fields, and then they pretty much have like won every game on turf, which, I mean, I've never played football, so I don't know how, I know people that can actually feel the difference.
Yeah.
And definitely for injuries and stuff.
That's interesting.
But, I mean, I don't know how much that would actually mean, but yeah, I'm going Cowboys. But yeah, this will definitely be one of the better games to see because it is playoffs Tom Brady that we're talking about.
And then the last game of the wild card weekend is the Ravens at Bengals, where no Lamar. I think it's pretty obvious, especially because we literally just saw.
Yeah, I don't see
the game be played out.
I don't see it going any different. Bengals are at home.
And last time the Bengals, which was exactly last week, the Bengals won 27-16, so.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks for the Ravens because, you know, they started out
so
great.
Good.
And then barely, you know, I guess not super barely, but definitely were close to not making the playoffs at one point.
They got lucky that Lamar carried them so much.
I mean, that just, yeah, that goes to show you because, I mean.
I mean, they started the season off 2-2. And then, actually, they started off the season 3-3.
And they got up.
And then Lamar took them on a huge win streak. and then they kind of just died down.
Yeah, so there. I think this will be either Seahawks or 49ers and Ravens at Ravens at Bengals will probably be, or Dolphins at Bills. I mean, I feel like the only games I think will be close would be Jags and Chargers, Giants at Vikings, and Cowboys and Buccaneers.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, everything, you know, I think the Dolphins did almost beat the Bills at one time, but...
They beat the Bills earlier.
Oh, they beat them, and then they lost to them on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But that was when Tua was...
on Thanksgiving, the Bills played...
Oh, the Lions.
Yeah.
They played them in the snow one time.
Yeah. Recently. Oh, that was...
That's what I'm thinking
when
of.
Was that? I think it was just a week it was a week before Christmas, I want to say.
Maybe it was Christmas.
No, it was definitely a week before Christmas.
But yeah, either way, that was with Tua, and yeah, Dolphins are a lot different of a team when they have probably a third string in. I'm not sure.
There, it's Skylar Thompson.
Is he?
He's a rookie.
Is he confirmed to play?
I think so.
So yeah, that. Sucks for Dolphins fans because, I mean,
they
just have such an explosive offense. And, like, with Tua, like, we saw in the beginning of the season just how they were just, you know, getting, like, putting up 40 a game almost.
Yeah. So, those are all of our wild card predictions. Whoa. So now we can move on to just our full bracket predictions. And we'll just start with the divisional round. For me, I have the Chiefs and Chargers, and in that game, I have the Chiefs winning. Then I got Bills at Bengals, or Bengals at Bills, technically. And I think I got the Bengals winning that game.
So yeah, I have the Chiefs and Jaguars, assuming the Jaguars win. But either way, I think the Chiefs should beat either the Chargers or the Jaguars. And then I actually have Buffalo beating Cincinnati, which, I mean, that'll be a really good game. It is the rematch of, you know, last few weeks ago.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that one could go either way. Like, honestly, yeah, that one will be a pretty deciding factor in this division.
And then next up, we got, for the NFC, I have the Eagles versus the Giants, as do you, I believe. And I got the Eagles winning that one. I like the Giants. I don't think they're going to win that game.
Yeah, I have the pretty much same. But then a game that we would be having different on, the 49ers. I have 49ers and Cowboys. You would have 49ers and Bucks.
Mm-hmm. And I got the 49ers winning. I think they win no matter who they play in that situation. I feel like if the 49ers versus the Cowboys, I could see the Cowboys. If they stay hot, I could see
If the Cowboys defense plays to its full potential.
Yeah. I think it's going to depend. If the 49ers versus a really good defense, I think that's how they go out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, this one could be a close game, but yeah, I'm sticking with the 49ers. More like I want them to succeed.
I don't.
I mean, I like the Brock Purdy story. And I think pretty much everyone that's not a Cowboys fan hates the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think most of the U.S. is riding with the 49ers.
Yeah, and then for the last week, or the conference championship games, I have the Chiefs versus the Bengals. You have the Chiefs versus the Bills, obviously. And I got the Chiefs moving on again.
Oh, I have the Chiefs moving on as well. Which would be versing the Bills, but I mean, I don't like the Chiefs, Bills, and Bengals are all. I mean, a lot of times it's pretty much like a coin flip because they've had so many. Like the Bengals were really close with the Chiefs when they played.
As long as the Bills, Bengals, and Chiefs all somehow verse each other in some way.
Yeah, like those are just guaranteed to be really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have the Chiefs beating the Bills in the conference championship. And then on the other side, we would have the same Eagles and 49ers, which I believe we have different.
Yeah, outcomes. I got the Eagles winning this one.
I had the 49ers.
Oh. I mean, I think the Eagles defense is good enough that
And that's true. And then
Brock Purdy would kind of
hurts, but that'd be like having 2-1 seeds that's, in the Super Bowl. That's kind of like bait. That's kind of like a noob strategy.
I just think like. It's the most likely to happen.
Well, I guess to be fair, I have 1 seed, 2 seed, 1 seed, 2 seed for the divisional round.
Yeah,
but I mean these are just really good teams we're talking about.
I know that like you hate. Like,
I hate. Yeah,
I hate to be the guy that put 2-1 seeds in the championship. Yeah, and that's
partially why I put the 49ers, because you know, I don't know how often that happens with the.
Yeah,
it doesn't happen often.
But with the Eagles, just 1 seeds. Eagles team can be so good, and the Chiefs are so good.
I mean, like, yeah,
we've just so hard to bet against them.
The 49ers. I mean, I guess they're still Brock Purdy's undefeated.
Yeah.
So like, you can't, you know, he's not gonna let that. He's undefeated in the regular season, I guess, but this is his first playoffs, which I mean, it's hard to. I don't think that's ever has that ever really happened before, like a rookie QB
makes it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
didn't Ben Roethlisberger do that?
I
think he did. I'm almost positive.
I feel like I'm not exactly sure. I probably should know that, but yeah, I feel like I've heard that before.
Let me see.
Because yeah, Brock Purdy. I mean, he'd put his name up there with some of the greats, which I mean. It'll be interesting to see what they do. I mean, because they've got three really, I mean, solid quarterbacks on their roster.
Ben Roethlisberger went 13-1 in his rookie season.
Oh, I mean, that was. I wish I was. I mean, what year was that?
2004.
So yeah, I wouldn't been able to ever watch. I mean, I wish I could have seen the Steelers back then.
Yeah,
I mean, that was like that. That was prime Steelers and like. I guess when they won the Super Bowl again.
Honestly, all early 2000 Steelers were prime Steelers. Yeah,
and, I mean, Steelers with A.B. and Le'Veon, Juju, that was all fun to watch. I feel like now is, like, the first time in my life that's been, like, boring. Not boring, but yeah, I guess just,
we're
like,
on the upswing, though.
Yeah, we're definitely on the upswing, but, yeah, this is not the first time in my life where it hasn't been as enjoyable to watch.
Yeah.
But... So that, I mean, like you said, that brings us to...
The Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, which we would have different matchups, but Chiefs versus 49ers or Seahawks? I mean, or not Seahawks. Eagles. I'm thinking different for the Eagles. Who would you have as the Super Bowl champion? Because honestly, we can make this be, like, worth, like, double. Like,
yeah.
For, like, because right now in the actual season predictions, I'm 178-92-2. Aiden's 169-101-2.
Yeah, so
we could honestly make some of these worth like double or something. So we could end up getting back some games. So
I have the Kansas City Chiefs winning the Super Bowl.
I do too.
Oh, I mean they're so good. It's Mahomes.
They're so good. I mean, yeah.
I feel like
in the Super Bowl, I don't think he could pull it off.
Yeah.
That team. Like, sure, they got a talented roster and great coaching and amazing defense. But, yeah, the Chiefs' offense is just
so good.
Incredible. Which, yeah, that feels like the most basic, you know, answer. But, like, I'm gonna look up real quick the Super Bowl.
I know the Chiefs.
Because I know the Chiefs. I think it goes Chiefs and Eagles, if I'm having to guess.
Probably.
Super Bowl betting odds. Let's see. Let's see how similar our picks are. So, yeah, top four, you know, Chiefs plus 330, Bills plus 400, Eagles plus 500, 49ers plus 500. So that's our whole conference championship. And
Wait, what are the odds?
Plus 330, Chiefs, plus 400, Bills, plus 500.
Oh, I don't have the Bills in the conference championship, so.
Plus 500 Bills, plus 500, plus 500 Eagles and 49ers. So, yeah, those top four are my conference championship, which it is kind of, like, I don't know. Like, I didn't look at this until right now. And then next is Bengals, plus 750, and Cowboys, plus 1,300, which I also have advancing, so.
Oh, you can bet on the Super Bowl MVP.
I wonder what are those odds looking like? It's probably Mahomes.
I think I'm liking
based off this, it would probably be...
I'm liking Valdez-Scantling at plus 30,000.
Is that even... Oh, God. I mean...
You can do T.J. Hockenson at plus 50,000.
I mean, yeah, that's not happening. But yeah, it's probably, I guess it'd probably be Mahomes.
It goes Mahomes, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Brock Purdy.
So yeah,
that's Joe Burrow, Dak Prescott.
What's the, like, what's like a receipt? I mean,
Travis or McCaffrey is the highest non-quarterback. Wow.
What is it?
It goes at plus 1800. But then it goes Kelsey at 2800 and then Singletary at plus 2800.
2800
above Diggs.
Wait, who would be
above AJ Brown?
Well, I mean, like, I guess most of the time when a receiver gets like really good stats, usually the quarterbacks throwing that to them and true. Throwing to everybody else. So that's why it's always a quarterback. But sleeper pick could be, I mean, I feel like just, I mean, if it's the Chiefs, it's probably Mahomes.
Yeah,
but if it's the Bills, it could be I mean, if it's the Bills, it could honestly be Diggs, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because especially if currently Allen, the if favorite Allen did some turnovers and stuff.
Yeah, the favorited Super Bowl matchup is the Chiefs versus the Eagles or the Chiefs versus the 49ers.
Yeah, so that's both of ours. So, yeah. You know, it's hard. It's going to call us basic, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. It'll be a very interesting playoffs. It'll be a very interesting weekend. So, I mean,
I'm excited.
You guys have to stay tuned because
we're not going anywhere.
I mean, we'll have to see what we'll do because, you know, obviously you have to go through like
less games.
There'll be less games, but I guess we'll see. I feel like one of us is going to be right on the division or the wild card round. I feel like one of us fully right. Yeah, I feel like one of us.
I could see it happening
because I mean the only really ones that people aren't that could be tough is Jaguars game, and I mean Giants game,
yeah,
and Cowboys game. So I mean, there's three, but I have a feeling one of us may.
I could see it.
May have to cook up a money line parlay on that.
I could see it happening, but yeah. So that wraps up this episode. Next episode, we'll have to think of some things to do because it will probably be a shorter episode, less games to go over. Just less things to go over entirely, so we'll have to, think of some things to do. But yes, definitely stay tuned. It should be a good one next week. So
yeah, I mean, thanks for listening, guys. Sticking with us throughout the entire season. I mean, we got some interesting football coming up, and a lot. I mean, few games, but you know, very important, interesting, very important games. So you have to stay tuned. And, you know,
we'll see you guys next week.
We'll see ya.
Peace.